I will give you all my worship. I will give you all my praise. You alone I long to worship. You alone are worthy of my praise. You are worthy of my praise. I worship with all of my heart.
I'm good morning and welcome to Calvary Chapel. It's great to have you with us this morning. As I was worshiping back there with you, I was just thinking, you know, all of our worship segments, all the ones Sunday morning, Sunday evening, Wednesday night, we actually have those on our website along with the teachings, but there's a whole section of the worship. So if you're home, you want to worship the Lord, you can just go on to our Calvary Chapel and log on to the worship time and just worship the Lord with at home with your computer and stuff. I've done that before. I just thought it's great. You know, I'm thinking about that with this song. Well, for our scripture reading this morning in Psalm 69, if you have your Bibles or you want to look on the overhead, it's a psalm of suffering. And it's really the experiences of David throughout his lifetime. He did go through a lot of difficult times, but it's also prophetic of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you find that portions of this psalm are quoted in the New Testament at least six times. Quite a long song, psalm, so we'll go about halfway on the psalm this morning. So Psalm 69, why don't you follow along as we read it together, or I read it and you can follow along. Save me, O God, for the waters have come up to my neck. I sink in deep mire where there is no standing. I have come into deep waters where the floods overflow me. I am weary with my crying. My throat is dry. My eyes fail while I wait for my God. Those who hate me without a cause are more than the hairs of my head. They are mighty who would destroy me, being my enemies wrongfully. Though I have stolen nothing, I still must restore it. O God, you know my foolishness, and my sins are not hidden from you. Let not those who wait for you, O Lord God of hosts, be ashamed because of me. Let not those who seek you be confounded because of me. O God of Israel, because for your sake I have borne reproach. Shame has covered my face. I have become a stranger to my brothers and an alien to my mother's children, because zeal for your house has eaten me up, and reproaches of those who reproach you have fallen on me. When I wept and chastened my soul with fasting, that became my reproach. I also made sackcloth my garment. I became a byword to them. Those who sit in the gate speak against me, and I am the song of the drunkards. But as for me, my prayer is to you, O Lord, in the acceptable time. O God, in the multitude of your mercy, hear me in the truth of your salvation. Deliver me out of the mire, and let me not sink. Let me be delivered from those who hate me, and out of the deep waters. Let not the flood waters overflow me, nor let the deep swallow me up, and let not the pit shut its mouth on me. Hear me, O Lord, for your loving kindness is good. Turn to me according to the multitude of your tender mercies, and do not hide your face from your servant, for I am in trouble. Hear me speedily. I'm going to have Pastor Anthony come out and open for us in a word of prayer, but as we worship the Lord, feel free to stand or sit, but really give your heart. Let's glorify God together. Wonderful time of worship, corporate time of worship. So, Pastor Anthony.
Aloha kakayaka, epulikako, good morning, and let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for this day, for this day that you have made, God, and we give you glory in this place this morning, Lord. And Father, we just want to pray for our brother right now, Sean Morinaka, Lord, who you've basically brought back from the dead, Lord. Father, healing him of his heart attack, God, and we pray, God, for his continued recovery, Lord, that you just touch his body, Lord. And you're the same God yesterday, today, and forever, Lord. Any disease or any illness that we can go through here on earth, Lord, is nothing for you, Lord. So, Father, just be with him now, Lord, as you continue to help him recover, Lord. And Father, just pray for our body here, Lord. There's so much of us suffering physically, emotionally, spiritually, Lord. And we come to you, Lord, a God who can heal all things, Lord, the one that has the answer for all things. So, Father, as we hear today, Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would be answering prayer, that you would be delivering, that you would bring salvation, that you would bring healing, God. So, Father, just pour out your Spirit upon this place as we seek you, Lord, because there's nowhere else we can turn to, for you are the one with the words of eternal life. So, Lord, we commit this service to you, and now we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let's worship the Lord.
Thank you.
Let's all stand and sing it out. It is well.
Healing right.
is glorious, and He is Jesus in all my.